Was the raid on Osama bin Laden a triumph of covert operations, or was it the culmination of a very public dispute between Pakistan and the United States? Was Osama bin Laden hiding or being protected by Pakistan? Or worse, was he being held secretly as a prisoner, a possible bargaining chip Pakistan could deliver at any time?
Pakistan has long done this. They have safe houses where they either imprison people or they control them, so they actually cannot leave and they have guards. But there are other safe houses where they have a sort of consent to living there, and they're kind of watched and controlled, but also they're sort of like a guest. So I think bin Laden was more that sort of thing because he didn't have armed guards on his house preventing him from leaving.
That's Carlotta Gall from the New York Times on this program yesterday explaining how she thinks that a theory being peddled by journalist Seymour Hersh might be credible. Hersh believes the Obama account of the taking of bin Laden is a politically convenient myth that conceals just how much Pakistan is calling the shots in the war on terrorism. Hassan Abbas is a senior advisor at the Asia Society and author of The Taliban Revival. He's a former Pakistani government minister who served in the administrations of Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto and President Pervez Musharraf. Hassan Abbas, welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
So is there a dispute between the United States and Pakistan regarding the status of Osama bin Laden just before the raid on the Abbottabad compound?
I think, yes, there was this dispute as regards the U.S. concern that Pakistan should have known. I mean, I would refer you to a statement by Secretary Hillary Clinton at that time. She went to Pakistan a few months before this whole Abbottabad operation, and she publicly warned Pakistan. She said, well, someone somewhere should know about bin Laden's whereabouts. I think that shows me that there was this effort from United States to figure out at that time, before the raid, whether there was some official sponsorship of bin Laden or not. So that is one piece of evidence that we clearly have. And yes, there was this consistent suspicion on the part of United States that Pakistan is at least not doing enough to find him, but also that there may be some low-level officials somewhere who are hiding him or who have some information as regards his place of hiding. So there was that different opinion on that issue. But what happened after the raid is, I think, a different story.
Well, it goes beyond suspicion. Seymour Hersh is reporting that, in fact, there was a walk-in source who collected $25 million from the United States to give up the location of bin Laden. Other people dispute that walk-in source actually gave that information. But what do you believe?
I give a lot of credence to a gentleman, a former Pakistani army brigadier who now lives in Canada. He was actually a government official in Canada. He's a Canadian citizen, Brigadier F.B. Ali, a legendary Pakistani officer. He had written an op-ed just after the raid that he's aware that a Pakistani senior intelligence officer walked into the U.S. embassy in a Gulf country, because to say that some Pakistani official walked into the U.S. embassy in Islamabad is highly unlikely. That would be extremely dangerous. So I think F.B. Ali might be right. Someone walked in a Gulf country, maybe UAE, and spilled the beans. So there is some likelihood of that information. I couldn't verify that when I wanted, as an academic, I wanted two or three people to verify this information. I couldn't get that. But there's some likelihood that something like that happened. A person may have a limited information, but some indication of where bin Laden is. But we don't know whether that person was directly working at very senior levels, or he was part of a smaller cell, or whether he got this information from old ISI or intelligence hands who were known in the service. So there can be multiple options. But I think that this is absolutely possible, somewhat likely, that someone from within the intelligence organization who was not necessarily saying that we are holding him, who had the information and he spilled the beans, or he shared whatever information he had, which might not be 100% definitive, but which might not be comprehensive, which might not be that bin Laden is there in this house in Abbottabad, but he had something which helped U.S. That's I believe that there was some information from within the system which helped United States, which also another piece of evidence on this is that President Obama, when he made that speech that we got bin Laden, this was a short speech, very specific, focused, very categorically said that Pakistan helped in some way in this whole effort. There are various interpretations of that sentence, but he clearly said that there was some level of support from the Pakistan side which helped U.S. in this whole campaign.
But your colleague, Zahid Hussain, who wrote a book called Frontline Pakistan, claims that way up at the top of the ISI, there was support for bin Laden. General Hamid Gul, Army Chief General Mirza Aslam Beg, all part of a meeting where it was discussed that the ISI would protect the Taliban, that would protect bin Laden. And in fact, Zahid Hussain quotes Hamid Gul as saying that he has been hiding bin Laden for 9 years, and that was in 2007. So this went way to the top of the ISI. Do you not believe that that's true?
No, I believe that is true, but I must make a correction. Hamid Gul left ISI as its chief. He was a three-star general. He was the head of the ISI. He left ISI back in 1989. And then General Aslam Beg also was retired as the chief of army staff in early 1990s. So what Zahid is saying is that these people have claimed these are some people who are known for some sympathy, especially Hamid Gul. He most certainly is sympathetic not only to Taliban, but Al-Qaeda as well. So these people, what they were supportive of this whole bin Laden thing, or him and others as well, in their private capacity, not as hardcore official ISI, but as retired ISI officials who had great links with bin Laden. I think that is likely, actually, because that's what we are saying. There's someone who was supporting, providing that kind of network, security, all those parameters. There were some smart minds behind keeping bin Laden in that place. And this is high likelihood, actually. I would say highly probable that these are these retired intelligence officials sympathetic to Al-Qaeda who were doing all that strategizing. Mm. It is only from someone from within the organization which knew how to defeat the secrecy cycles of ISI. So it has to be someone formerly associated with the ISI who knew how to defeat the present-day ISI, and probably or likely something like that happened. It may not be Hamid Gul. It may be someone junior to him. But there are certainly some people who were old handlers, who were local Pakistanis who had links with the Pakistani intelligence, who knew how to scare Pakistani police from coming close to that point. It has to be someone from within the intelligence organization. But my understanding is, or my what I am referring to is, these are former officials who were doing it because of their personal cause, personal mission, personal old linkages with Afghanistan. So this was not official Pakistani intelligence which was doing this.
All right. So we are walking closer to a plausible theory here that there was a wide understanding within the Pakistan government, retired and official, that bin Laden was being held somewhere in Pakistan. So the question then is, do you believe the raid was an actual covert operation, or do you think it was staged? If the Pakistanis could have given up bin Laden at any time, why would the U.S. go in with this Navy SEAL team?
That is the area where I become uncomfortable with this whole theory and with Hirsch. I don't think that was a cover-up. I think that there was some level of alert or warning that was given to Pakistan. And the reason why I believe that is because this operation was very sensitive. It was paramount for the United States that the raid should not be detected and hence not be intercepted. So even an attempt at interception from Pakistan could have led to a disaster. It is therefore, I'm arguing, it was a risk not worth taking. But it was not a staged thing. I think it was very real. There were a real team which went in. The helicopter crashed. Pakistanis were told not to try to intercept if they've come to know about it. So there might be someone at a middle-ranking official who must have been co-opted. After all, it is not always that you have an asset who's the head of the institution on the other side. Hirsch and many others, in my view, who are making this claim that this was staged and the people or the president of the United States lied, I think they are all being very political. They are all have a different, if I may use the word, agenda. So this is all very political, trying to discredit this administration's effort. I think it was a big success to get bin Laden, and we just cannot take that away from this administration.
Hassan Abbas, you've been very helpful. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Hassan Abbas is a senior advisor at the Asia Society and author of The Taliban Revival, published by the Yale University Press.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.